The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Something was missing and I didn't know what it was, but I was realizing that success, influence, accomplishments, they weren't giving me what I was looking for.
After achieving the American dream of success and wealth, founder of Not of This World Christian Clothing, Aurelio Barreto, encountered God's transforming love.
It was incredible. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that God loved me that much.
Thank you all, and I know you are too, and I welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robison. Betty, as you may know, if you heard me sharing in another program, has asked for just to have a little downtime from the time we lost our daughter, Robin, after Christmas in a lengthy battle to cancer. She said we've not stopped really because we are always reaching out to the entire family of God and to people all over the world. And she said, could I just have a couple of weeks of just really me and Jesus alone? And I said, honey, certainly. And I asked our son, Randy, if he would join me. And Randy, I'm glad you're here. I know it's not fun to take Mom's place.
Glad to be here. I can never take her place.
But you have done a great job in our social media outreach and interviewing many of our guests that we have on. He does a great job. You can watch that on Life Today on our website, lifetoday.org. We have a guest that Randy actually met and actually knows a little bit about and has read the book. I just got the book, but I was excited about the author, whose family were immigrants from Cuba. I don't know if they came in under the greatest conditions, but they left terrific conditions to pursue the American dream. And the American dream became a reality to him, and yet he was still empty. Randy is a little bit better at saying the Spanish pronunciation better than I do, because you took Spanish and I did too. But I didn't learn near
didn't
as much
stick,
as you
did. It, no.
Didn't get it like you did.
That's all right.
Tell us our guest's name, who wrote this incredible book, Not of This World, but introduce our guest.
This is Aurelio Barreto. Did I do well?
Aurelio Barreto.
Aurelio, there you go.
Would you welcome Aurelio to Life Today? He's pretty good, though, isn't he?
He's good.
He's better than me because you heard me and you were gracious and kind and you were so full of the Spirit that you just smiled at me. And I want you to know we're thrilled to have you. Now this title, Not of This World, and the logo is appearing on automobiles. It's appearing on T-shirts. You've got it on your jacket. You've got it on the shirt, too. Not of This World, Jesus, Lord, and Savior. And this is part of what your company does, is produce these products that I would say are a witness product. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah.
So Not of This World, where did that come from?
Well, Not of This World came from my wife and I driving one day, but before that we had been praying for a couple of years. I had been praying for a couple of years after coming to the Lord. I wanted God to use me, whatever gifts and talents He had given me. And one of the things that I started to realize is how people needed to be bolder about Jesus, because I learned about Jesus when I was 38 years old. And I began to just recognize that people need the Lord, like I needed the Lord. And they need to, it's a great witness for when people put T-shirts that say Jesus on them, hundreds and hundreds of people read it.
So. All right, I want to hear your story, because I know our viewers, I feel like, will be mightily blessed and inspired. You came here, your family from Cuba. You know the devastation there. And by the way, I love the Cuban people. I'd give anything in the world if I could go put my arms around the Cuban people as a nation, all of them, and see God's arms around that entire nation. We love you. We care about you very, very deeply. I've actually tried to talk to Fidel Castro for years. He's never let me sit down with him. I'd still love to, if you can get that message to him. Fidel, Mr. Castro, President, love to talk to you about a wonderful person. All right, you came here and you pursued, ultimately, the American dream. I want you to you kind of capsule the story that is really graphically told here in this incredible book. Would you just tell us what happened?
Well, we came in the pursuit of the American dream. I was born in 1959. In 1967, we got our visas. We came and became Americans. And I remember growing up as a little kid, my dad would tell me many, many times, this is America, the land of opportunity. You will be somebody. And for me, like anybody, I wanted to belong. I wanted to be accepted. And I remember hitting a wall at about age 18 when I was realizing that there was something missing, but I didn't quite know what was missing. But we lived about 4.5 miles from the beach, and we knew the difference between the beach people and the blue-collar worker town where I lived at, Hawthorne. And I thought, you know, if I can be like them, if I could make $1 million, then I'll be somebody. Then people will like me. They'll accept me. And for me, early on, I began in business at age 21, started an Eagle vending machine, a vending machine business. At age 27, I started another company, this igloo-shaped doghouse. You ever seen these igloo-shaped doghouses
mm-hmm,
before?
I have.
Started that.
That was yours?
That was me.
Did you ultimately sell that company?
Yes.
And you sold it for a substantial sum?
Substantial. I was 30 years old. I had crossed the finish line, so to speak. I had millions in the bank, and by the time I was 37, I had more of those, and I sell the business. I'm 37 years old. My wife and I are vacationing in New Zealand, and I hit rock bottom because there was something missing. Something was missing, and I didn't know what it was, but I was recognizing, I was realizing that success, influence, accomplishments, they weren't giving me what I was looking for. And I remember crying out to God, and I was saying, like, God, if this is all you have, I just want to die. And my wife and I came back from New Zealand 3 months later, and I'm having lunch with this principal, Randy Thompson, of where my kids were going to school, a Christian school. And he shared Jesus with me. And James, for me, I was 38 years old, and what I'm about to share with you right now is the first time in my life where I have heard this. And he sat me down and he said, Aurelio, there's a big difference between you and I. And I said, what's that, Randy? He said, well, as good as you are and you do all these right things, God forbid you died, you're gonna go straight to hell. And I mean, this guy just, what are you talking about, Randy? And he said, without Jesus, hell is where you go. And I said, well, what about you? And he goes, oh, I'm going to heaven. And I asked him, how does a person get into heaven? And, you know, my wheels started turning, and I thought, maybe it's a donation. Maybe it's, if I can do this, can I buy it, you know? Honestly, I thought, surely I could work my way into it. And he laughed at me. He said, what makes you think you can buy your salvation? And he shares the gospel with me. I receive Christ. And for me at age 38 was really the first time in my life where I recognized that somebody really loved me, and that was Jesus. This would have been my 15th year in hell had not this man gone out of his way to share the gospel with me. And it was mind-boggling at age 38 to know that all this weight and all these responsibilities and all the stuff I'd been carrying was lifted. And this Jesus, you know, he died for me. And
you had all that stuff while you had accumulated all the stuff that, quote, the American dream and what people often think is real life proved inadequate and totally meaningless, as Solomon, who had all the wealth in the world, said it's all is vanity if you miss God and his will. And you experienced that. So the American dream left you empty, which is not to say that opportunity is an abomination. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's when you substitute anything for the only answer, and that's a relationship with God, mm-hmm. and as you put it, through Christ. And he changed your life. And so did your, let's say, your focus change and what you were doing as far as your business expertise and your ability to be creative? Did all that change, the focus change?
Yeah, it did.
He didn't just make you a failure all of a sudden, collapse everything about you?
I thought I was going to, you know, he was going to take me to Ethiopia and become a missionary or something, and I was scared to death of that. But I started to pray, and at first I thought I was going to be a pastor. I thought I was going to be a missionary. But, you know, through a course of 2 years of praying and praying and asking, Lord, use me, I started to recognize that, you know, I was a business person, and one thing led to another, and God led me to open up these stores in malls, and we've been preaching the gospel for about 12 years, and we've met people where they're at, you know, and people are hungry, people are starving for God's word, and, you know, as we were talking earlier tonight, I really believe that the word Jesus is a code, and the gospel is a code, and people don't know, and there's a ton of people that are hurting. I mean, I was hurting. I battled depression and suicide my entire life, and always trying to achieve and always trying to climb. And, you know, when I crossed the finish line, there was nothing there. You know, I was 38 years old. I was retired. And, man, on the outside, I was like, my house was in order. But inside, I was like dead man's bones.
Let me ask you, Aurelio. I know from reading your book that you had financial struggles before you met Jesus Christ. You had some marriage struggles before you met Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
After that transformation in your life, mm-hmm. you still had some financial difficulties. You still had some marriage mm-hmm. difficulties. What was the difference before and after?
Well, that's a really good question because, you know, trials, they're always going to be around. You got trials before, trials after, but I would do any day with Jesus than without. I know the difference. I spent 38 years trying to do it by myself. And on this side of the gospel, you know, my wife and I, we were separated for 10 months, 4 years ago. And we had a rocky marriage, but, you know, being the moral guy that I was, I would never do anything, and we never did anything, but we were separated for 10 months. And one of the things that the Lord taught me was Peggy became the icing on my cake. Jesus was my cake, and the more I fed on Jesus, the more Jesus fed me and filled me, then out of that abundance, I was able to just look at her and accept her just the way she was. I mean, at one point I said, Lord, you know, I started asking God to forgive me because if she changed not one thing, did I love Jesus enough to love her unconditionally? And then I just started like, you know, He's just been too good to me. That's the bottom line. He's too good. And whether it's restoring a marriage, restoring my business, restoring me, I don't deserve to be here talking to you guys, but that's the Lord that I know. He's really, really good.
Well, he's in your heart. It's just as obvious as the tears in your eyes and the pathos in your voice. I sense with your company. What do you call the company? You've got Not of This World.
Yeah, it's Not of This Emblem. World.
What's the company called?
That's the company, Not of This World.
And so you're actually called to live not of this world, a relationship beyond this world. Thy kingdom come in me, heaven in me now, living out the expression of Christ in my life. And you want, though, with what you're doing in your business, to inspire people, like you said a while ago, as it was in the book of Acts, to be bold, mm-hmm. to boldly witness for Christ, to be fearless in their faith and share Christ. You want that to happen?
To be clear. I mean, you know, I don't want to get to heaven and God tell me, you know, Aurelio, I showed you this, I did this, and I did this, and what did you do? Were you too busy? Did you forget me? I mean, people were not clear with me, but this man, he was clear. The penalty of sin is hell, but salvation and forgiveness comes through faith. And all I have to do is believe in the name of Jesus and I shall be saved. And man, it happened to me. It was like, it was incredible. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that God loved me that much.
And he does. Randy, you were really blessed when you met Aurelio,
yep.
and you liked his book. What do you sense in this guy that has caused you to have a deep sense of appreciation and admiration for him?
A genuineness. I mean, this is a guy who, like you say, has lived the American dream. He's attained all the things that we think of as being the American dream, mm-hmm. but yet he realized it's empty without Christ. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I want to point out is that with his clothing line, that's what first drew me to him, to his company. Mm-hmm. Because I'm thinking, oh, these are cool clothes, you know, and I'm wearing them when I'm working in the youth at church and stuff, and people are saying, cool shirt, you know, you kind of got that. When you came to Christ and you started a new business, mm-hmm. your creativity, your excellence, your business mm-hmm. savvy, it didn't go away. Mm-hmm. It was applied in a new way mm-hmm. and for a new purpose. How do you maintain the business side of things as you go about sharing the gospel through your business?
It's a lot of prayer, you know. I really depend on His grace. I mean, I can't do anything without Him, but He's so faithful, He never lets me down. You know, he refuses to let me down. I mean, many times I'm at the 11th hour and I'm like, Lord, where are you? But He always comes through. He's a dependable God. And, you know, we pray for all the designs. We pray for inspiration. We pray for Holy Spirit to lead us, you know. But it isn't us. I'll tell you that. I'm smart enough to know it's not about us. It's about Him.
It's not of this world. Here is the book. It's in the bookstores. You have a website, by the way,
that
people can go and find out what all your products are and so forth. Where would they go?
Yeah, the letter C, the number 2, the number 8, and it stands for Colossians2:8.com.
All right. Do y'all appreciate the incredible testimony you just heard? I do. I know Randy and I have been blessed to listen, and I hope you'll get the book and get this story of true transformation. Let me just say this to you. You're not just, you know, kind of looking in on some interesting life story, somebody's journey. But you're actually hearing the testimony of the power of God to change a life, to lift us out of that sense of emptiness, even when we've achieved what the world calls success and what most people pursue. And yet when you get it, you think about how many people have things, but they don't really seem to have life. They just seem mm-hmm. empty. A lot of people sit in church that look very empty. They don't look happy. They look like what they're getting is killing them instead of giving them life. And this is not healthy. I mean, you know, it's just not good. There needs to be a transformation in the heart that literally is the power of God. If you have not experienced that, if you will simply ask God the Father to become your personal Father and receive the gift of His Son Jesus, who gave His life for you and was raised to live in you, and sent the power of the Holy Spirit to indwell you. If you will ask Him to forgive you, He'll do it like a child. No one comes to God that doesn't come with a childlike faith. Just ask Him, God, be my God. Be my Father. I receive the gift of your Son, Jesus, as my Savior, as the Lord of my life. I want to learn your ways, do your will. I want that. Teach me. And He has sent the Holy Spirit to do that. Mm. If you've prayed and asked God, I'd love to send you a book titled Knowing God as Father. I wrote it as a simple introductory Bible study to show you in the Word of God who you are, who the Father is, so you'll know Him as Father, and I'll help you get started. I really appreciate your testimony. I appreciate very much, you know, I weep a lot, and I've a broken heart. I think is not something to be disturbed about. I think what to be disturbed that we don't have enough compassion for people. Our hearts should be broken for the things God's heart's broken over. Paul the Apostle, the greatest example of Christ in a man and a man in Christ perhaps that ever lived. He said, I want to know the fellowship of Christ's sufferings. I want to know what He feels for people. Well, all right, let me tell you something. I promise you, if you'll just open your eyes right now, and I want you to look at the precious little faces that I'm going to share with you. And I want you to tell me if you will join us loving them. Tell me if you don't want to love them. Watch.
Have you ever known hunger like this? Have you ever known sickness like this? Have you ever known desperation like this? That's all they have known. One thing we know is they are fighting for their lives. because of severe malnutrition. Now that you know, will you help the thousands of children who are fighting to survive?
I do love you. And your little emaciated body and your beautiful little face and your eyes have captured my heart. I want to be a part of loving you, not in word only, but in deed. Yes, little ones, I wish you could hear me, but I would rather you see a demonstration of the love of God that beats in my heart in your behalf. And people who are watching me all over the world, I know somehow you wish that you could save those little children. One of our staff held one of those precious little ones, prayed. It was the last day that little baby lived. Oh, you could say we got there too late. But it wasn't because the missionaries weren't there. It wasn't because we hadn't set up and tried to keep all the supplies going to a hospital, a clinic, a malnutrition clinic, because we have. But you see, the fact is that the children are coming there in a steady flow right now because there are desperate conditions in that region, in parts of Angola right now, where we've been helping for more than 20 years, saving lives, millions of them. They've got a serious drought, and this is all they have to live on. They're not lazy. They work. They try to make a living. They do their best. They don't have anything. We can give them life. And it's not going to take all we have to do it. It just takes what's in our hand. $30, we can feed three of those little children for several months. 50, we can feed five. 100, we can feed 10. And miraculously, right now, and I tell you it is, it's an answer to prayer. Several people have put up a challenge matching gift of $500,000, $500,000. If you'll give today, it'll double your gift. They said, we'll double everything that's given, because here's the desperate situation. It's so serious, we need to add another 25,000 children immediately to save their lives, that are just like those children. They're headed for that condition, that place. Would you help us save their lives? Would you please today make the largest gift you can? Would you reach out and truly touch someone with the love of God by dialing right now that lifeline in their behalf and use your bank card like a check? Please go get it. You use it oftentimes for things you could miss to save lives. But take that card and use it like a check. Write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us you're putting it in the mail, or go online, lifetoday.org. But make the largest gift you can. If you give $1,000, that'll enable us to save the lives of 100 children. But it'll be doubled. Immediately double today to 2,000, 5,000 to 10,000. I'm praying God let somebody do that, because you've enabled them to do it, and you put it in their heart to hold those little children in arms of love. Would you do it? $30 is not a small gift for those three children, now six. It's not small, it's big. It'll give them life. The greatest gift you can give. The gift of life, and we're going to tell them about the love of God that prompted those missionaries to be there in Compassion Expressions. Please make that life-giving call right now. Please do it. You'll be glad you did. Their lives will be saved. They'll have a chance.
At this very moment, children are drawing what could be their last breath, struggling to stay alive due to severe hunger. You can help stop the cycle of death. You can help save a child's life. In addition to the 400,000 children already in our feeding program throughout Africa, we must immediately provide for an additional 25,000 children in the hardest hit areas of drought. As an answer to prayer, a group of Life's Friends have set a $500,000 matching challenge for mission feeding. This means your gift today can have a double impact.
$30 to help feed 3 children can be double to impact 6 children. $50 to help feed 5 children can be double to help save 10 children. And $100 for 10 children can be double to help feed and introduce Jesus to 20 children. As a thank you, we would like to send you A Good Word for a Great Day, a 365-day devotional providing a word of inspiration and promise for each new day. With your double impact gift of $100 to help save the lives of 20 children, you may request the Family Reading Bible to help engage your children and grandchildren in God's Word. Finally, please consider a double impact gift of $1,000 to help save the lives of 200 children. And you may also request the 50th anniversary commemorative bronze, Brotherly Love. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I want to just say thank you. I really pray if there's any way you could help us care for 100 and see that doubled, I pray you will. Randy is a father of 4 beautiful children. Mm-hmm. And having been to the mission fields many times, you see those little children. What goes on in your heart?
You know, if you brought those kids into my home, a baby that looked like those babies, a child that was hungry like those kids, my wife would run to the kitchen to give them food. When we bring those kids into people's homes all the time, and all we ask is that you do what you can to bring them some food. It's not hard, but it changes everything.
It does, and it does work. Because it's love that is never fails when it's expressed. If it's just discussed, it can have no effect. When it's demonstrated, it's transforming. And that's what happened to Aurelio. Mm-hmm. He was transformed by the power of God. Can't you see the transforming power of God in this businessman's life? And aren't you grateful for it? Not of this world. A great business. There's the website. You can go to righttoday.org, find out how to get a hold of him and his products. We hope you'll do it. Aurelio, thank you so much. God bless you and your family and all that you're doing. Thank you so much for helping us share love and light.
And I'd mostly just take down notes because I could not think of anything to say.
From cast down to ecstatic joy tomorrow.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.